right, we're trying to help the low birth rate. There's a story going out this morning that it's the lowest in the United States since 1985. Mm-hmm, chop, chop.
Chop, chop.
So we're asking you how you got ready. Because a lot of people would like to, you know, have more kids or, you know, be more romantic. But you got all these people in your house and you got to find a way to get rid of your kids. So a lot of people, what did you do to get rid of your kids so you could do that? So you could have your special time. Or what did your parents do when to get rid of you, if you can remember? 426-5343. Okay, we got somebody on the line here. Thank you for waiting. What did you want to say about this whole thing?
Good morning. So I've got the perfect solution to it, but when I did it with my kids, it went kind of wrong.
Yo.
That's the funny story. So we'd have them go out and mow the yard and trim. And that worked out well for a while until my son was in about eighth grade and the high school girl that lives two houses down was jumping on a trampoline in a bikini. And he ran into our house with the riding lawnmower and into the gas meter. And we had to evacuate the house because it filled with gas.
Oh, wait. Yeah, now, so when he ran into it with the lawnmower, the gas meter, were you in your private time?
Yes, inside with my wife.
With your wife, and the kids are out, you know, cutting the grass. This is the time we have every week. And what happened when he hit the gas meter?
Well, he comes running in and yelling, "Dad, I need you." And, of course, things had to come to a halt inside. And, yeah, well, that was not allowed anymore. My wife forbade that. So,
so this was all your idea. Hey, I got a great idea. We'll send him out to cut the grass.
Jumpstart your morning with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.